Good afternoon. High pressure is in control across interior New York and New England. That'll mean plenty of sunshine for the rest of the day. Just a few scattered clouds mixed in. And the humidity levels will be lower with a bit of a northerly breeze. Still, though, a warm afternoon with temperatures reaching into the middle and some upper 80s. Skies will be mostly clear with high pressure hanging on tonight, areas of fog developing, and lows back into the upper 50s and lower 60s. Beautiful start to the weekend, with high pressure pushing off the eastern seaboard, a return southerly flow developing tomorrow. As a result, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and higher humidity, with high temperatures reaching the middle to upper 80s. The next front is heading through the Midwest and will track through the Great Lakes tomorrow and head into our region on Sunday. Still, I think out ahead of the front, it'll be warm with highs on Sunday in the middle 80s despite increasing and thickening clouds. There's a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the middle part of the day, but a better chance at more widespread showers and thunderstorms as the front draws closer towards sunset and then Sunday night again. As we get through the night on Sunday night, we'll start a drying trend into Monday morning, and it'll be breezy and much cooler on the other side of the front Monday afternoon. With a mix of sun and clouds, highs will be back into the middle 70s. It'll be pleasant on Tuesday with highs staying in the 70s with a good amount of sunshine before the humidity starts to creep back in with some milder air on Wednesday. Under mostly sunny skies, we'll be in the lower 80s. High pressure will keep it dry through the middle of next week. On Thursday, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds with highs back into the middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the southern and central plains into the mid-Missouri Valley. Surface heating will continue to result in moderate instability ahead of a cold front this afternoon. Model forecasts suggest that convection will first initiate along the front in east-central Nebraska and northwestern Kansas, then steadily expand in coverage. In addition to the instability, directional shear is present with 35 to 45 knots of southwest wind flow in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. This should be sufficient for supercell development and large hail formation early in the event when cells are more likely to be discrete. However, a transition to linear line segments expected to quickly take place with this thunderstorm complex, and for this reason, the wind damage threat should increase as the event unfolds with the severe threat persisting into the evening. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Fiona, located about 1,240 miles west of the Cabo Verde Islands. Fiona is moving toward the west-northwest near 10 miles per hour, and this general motion with some increase in forward speed is expected over the next couple of days. Maximum sustained winds are near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some weakening is forecast to begin this weekend. Elsewhere, serious flooding continues in parts of Louisiana from last week's massive rain event, and excessive heat is expected in the Pacific Northwest with high temperatures exceeding 100 degrees possible. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 32 at Dillon, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower to mid-80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 92, set in 1892, and the record low, 43, in 1973. Sunrise this morning was at 6:06 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:50 p.m., 13 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog developing upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly clear tonight with areas of fog, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid-60s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly sunny, pleasant today, with highs reaching the middle 80s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, warm today, with highs in the middle 80s. Mostly clear tonight, with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, warm with a bit more humidity, upper 80s. Sunday, mostly cloudy, some scattered showers around. Then showers and thunderstorms late in the day and at night, highs in the mid-80s. On Monday, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler, with the humidity coming down considerably in the mid-70s. Sunny and pleasant on Tuesday, mid-70s. Back to the lower 80s with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, and a mix of sun and clouds and mid-80s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.